Up next, we have a special surprise, I suppose. We have Josh Shepherd on the line to talk with us. He works for Focus on the Family. He's assistant manager of product marketing for Focus on the Family. And wait, did I introduce you yet? Did I say your
Yay! Yay!
name? And I said your name, right?
You said my name, absolutely.
Okay,
Yes.
I couldn't
That is me. I'm
remember.
Josh Shepherd from Focus. So it is a blast to be on the show with you guys.
Yay!
Yay! So, before we begin, Josh, why don't you start off by telling everyone a little bit about yourself?
Let's see, I'm from the great state of Texas. Did we get a yay?
Woo!
All right.
I might be going to seminary there for counseling. Yep.
Oh, wow. Well,
In
it's a great
Dallas.
state.
Yep.
That's right. They're all from the Dallas area. So I'm from a family of 11 kids. I'm the third of 11,
Oh
which
my
is a lot of
word.
fun. So we all grew up on Odyssey, of course. Who didn't? Who has a big family in Texas? And my education background is in marketing. So this is a real great fit for me in terms of being here at Focus on the Family. And God led me here back in May of 2004. And so I've just been along for the ride and loving it. So.
Cool.
That's awesome. Now, talk a little bit about your thoughts on the birthday bash that took place in August. I know we're almost 4 months removed from the event, but what were your thoughts on what went down?
Well, I'll just say about the event, it was hugely momentous occasion for the fans and for Adventures in Odyssey in general. I mean, the biggest crowd in Focus on the Family's history on that Saturday, August 16th, and you guys were a huge part of it. So thanks for being there and for serving and giving as you did, and for all the fans who came out, that was huge. So.
Well, I know you have a couple of things that you want to tell our listeners about specifically. What's first?
I guess I'm really here to talk about Christmas and that exciting season when we give Odyssey to each other.
Yay!
So, no, I know that there are other things probably under trees than just Odyssey, but
Not
I
for
know
me.
that we've
Not
had
under
some
our
really
tree. Yeah.
I know we've had some really interesting stuff come out in the last few months here or so. So I'm actually curious about what you guys think of all this, especially Adventures in Odyssey, the official guide, because it's just been such a journey to get this thing done. So,
Well, I think we're kind of biased on that one, Josh.
well, I don't think anyone's heard your thoughts yet on it, is what's incredible. So,
Yes. But we
we've all.
really are biased. I mean, our names are kind of in it.
Oh, it's true. Your names are in it. My name's in it. But,
We're on the same page.
there's a lot of fans whose names are in it. So, but even if your name's not in it, I think you're going to love the book.
Definitely. No, you missed my pun.
It's true. We are on the same page. I know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm
I got
getting
it.
punchy. Okay.
I hear you. Well, I mean, Adventures in Odyssey official guide is really, has been a dream around here for like 4.5 years. I mean, since I've been here, they've been talking about it even before that point of saying, what can we do to get another guide out? So, and we're all familiar, I think, at least many fans are, with the, 1997 guide, the 10-year anniversary guide that came out. But, this is 50 years, rather 50 albums, 20 years. And what's incredible to me about it, I think one thing that I find most interesting, and I didn't even think this was going to happen when I first heard about this thing being developed. I kind of thought they just sort of revised the old one and use significant portions of it. But really, you would be hard pressed to find like 10 words in this guide that is the same as the other guide,
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so great and such an enjoyable read is the fact that very little of the information contained in this new guide was included in the original. And I think that's what a lot of us fans were looking and hoping for when the official guide was announced. I was obviously looking forward to all the details and little tidbits on the episodes that came out after the original guide, but one of my concerns about the new guide was what they were going to do with all the episodes that were already covered in the original guide. And Nathan definitely didn't take the easy road. He did an amazing job With collecting all the behind the scenes info, and especially I found with the photos, I couldn't believe the sheer number of photos that were included in the new guide.
Chris, did you finish reading it yet?
No, I haven't.
Are you kidding
I'm about halfway
me? Chris,
through.
come
I'm about
on.
halfway
I
through.
finished it in less than a week.
I can't say that I did that, but
Well,
that's incredible.
good for you.
That's 584 pages, so you had some time on your hands. I think Nathan counted up the number of photos. I think it's like 276 in the guide. So that's
I
Nathan
believe
for you.
it.
There are
He'll
some
get
really
you the
good pictures
stat.
in
You
there.
turn the page and there's another photo or two photos and it's great. And a lot of actors we've never seen before too.
It's really true. That the first section with the actors and the crew is just so much fun to read. But what surprises you most about the guy, do you think, Chris?
I don't know if anything really surprised me about the guide, but obviously there were a number of things that stood out for me. Not the least of which was just the sheer amount of behind the scenes information in the new guide. Being able to hear from such a wide variety of cast members and crew, people on the production side of things, that was pretty special.
Right.
And as well, I also appreciated seeing some of Gary Locke's illustrations too. I think I'll be able to give a more thorough review after I've actually finished it. But until that happens, I'll just say for now that it's been a really fun read, and I think anyone who hasn't already gotten their copy of the guide is crazy and should go do it right now, because it's pure awesomeness.
It's really from every perspective. It's not just the writers, it's not just the actors, or just the source material where it came from, how something was inspired, or that writing room where they hashed it out. It's like all those things and more. It's like all these different perspectives and stories in there. That's what I really enjoy about it.
I loved how many interviews they had with so many different actors and cast and crew and everything. That was really cool. It's like the first, it feels like half the book. It's probably not that long, but first, like, massive amounts of the book are just talking to, interviewing the crew and some of the kid actors and the new kids and the old kids and everybody. The people that they got were just awesome.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And the art as well. There's a tremendous amount of art in here that has never ever seen the light of day in anything, and now you're finally seeing really like the complete compendium of anything Odyssey in terms of, way back in the day, the videos and the Bruce Day stuff, and they really dug deep in the archives for all this stuff, no question.
Yeah, I like what you said, Josh, about how it was more of a group effort, because I think the last book, and not to diss it or anything, because I remember that being the highlight of my Christmas when it first came out. But the original guide wasn't nearly as eclectic of a book. I mean, each you had the synopsis of every episode and a number of behind the scenes things here and there. But this book here has a lot more fun memories and little anecdotes from writers, from actors, and just things that we've never heard before. So I really like that part of the book.
It was
Yeah,
cool too.
Nathan put a tremendous amount of legwork into this, no question. I think it's well over 150 different interviews he did just for this book. So, it's that's a whole lot of work for sure.
Oh, when we were in Colorado, Nathan gave us this massively huge box of folders to go through and find all the pictures for Odyssey, like that had were Odyssey pictures that were drawn by fans. When we were looking through them, I saw, and I hadn't gotten my guide yet, and I looked at all these pictures, and I went and looked in the guide, and I was like, "Hey, I saw the original of that. It was really cool." And I wish the one thing I wish that they had put in the guide that they didn't were some of the other editions of the Odyssey Times, because apparently it was really a newspaper like that Focus put out. And when we were looking through this box, we found a whole bunch of copies of it, like of different issues. And I never did get the chance to sit there and read through them because I really wanted to, but I thought that was awesome.
Well, you are a true fan. I think that was sort of promotional for sure in nature when it was published. I think it was only maybe 5 or 6 or 7 issues total, but they put them out maybe once every few months for a little while, and I think maybe
They
just for
had
on
Bernard
campus.
Walton's phone number wrong.
Well, How would you know?
Because I have it memorized, because I've heard My Fair Bernard far, far too many times. And,
oh, my goodness.
And the article was, the newspaper came out after My Fair Bernard did, by several years. So there was no excuse for the wrong number.
Well, there you go. Nathan wasn't there at the time, so there you go. A factual error like that might have crept in. So, but that's a good segue, perhaps, to the latest album, the episodes themselves, which we perhaps should mention. So, did you guys get your hands on a copy of Best Small Town yet?
Oh, I got my hands on one as soon as I could. I've got one in Colorado.
Me too.
Coolness. I know you guys did the reviews of them right over the spring, pretty much. I mean,
yep.
Show by show.
Mm-hmm.
Did it? So, where did you each land as far as favorite episode of that whole season?
Do not make me pick one. Do you not remember how hard it was for me to actually rate them? Now you're making me pick one?
Well, I remember there was like a lot of, 100 stars out of 5 kind of a thing.
I don't think it's hard at all for us
high.
To rate the episodes, Sarah.
What?
It wasn't that hard for us to rate the episodes. It was always quite easy to rate them.
I never went above 10. I don't know where these hundreds and millions are coming, or billions, but I never went above 10. I don't know about Chris, but I didn't.
Well, maybe if you add up all the stars we gave them over the course of the season, then I guess it comes close to a billion.
They really had a lot of fun with that show, I can definitely tell you. I think in the guys who wrote the script, too, poking fun at the unofficial podcast.
Just a little bit. It was, seriously, I didn't know this whole yay thing was a big deal until I went out there. Every line I had was, yay!
It was.
Like,
it's your trademark. It's your slogan. You need to totally market that.
I think it's already good. I mean, people have tried to copy it, Josh.
That's right.
And failed miserably.
I'm not even going to try. I'm terrible.
Although
at
I hear you do a really good Miss Piggy.
That's there is a rumor out there of that. I don't know who's spreading that. It's a ceiling fan or whatever, but
must be.
Good podcast. Nudge,
it is a good show.
Week.
Yeah. Go Kevin.
Yay.
Go Ethan Daniels.
Ethan Daniels, sure. K-Map, whatever we want to say.
Whoever that person is over there.
Well, hey, my confession on album 50 is that I am about to get traveling here for the holidays, but I have only heard The Triangled Web thus far. So that would have to pass as my favorite episode on here. But
oh,
I'm,
my word.
Part one
I'm
or
just
part
about
two?
To get in the car here and be traveling home for Christmas, as we say. There's a radio theater by that title. But, it's I really love that show. I mean, hearing Jimmy and Lucy and Jack and everyone back in there was phenomenal. I actually heard Capsule Comes to Town a little bit. I will say that. But the rest are all a mystery to me right now. So
that's
I'm looking forward
sad.
To hearing it.
That's pretty sad.
I know. I know my credentials just went down a little bit.
Mr. Marketing Man, what is up with this? How can you market if you don't know what you're marketing?
Oh, well, I everything else I've got here on the table, I know very well. I mean,
okay,
I've even heard the Truth Chronicles all the way through. But, yeah, I definitely have gotten really busy.
Oh, you did.
So I've not had a chance to listen to 50 yet. So, Chris, did you have an answer on favorite episode?
I never answered, for the record.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said you wouldn't answer.
I did not. I said you expect me to.
Well, what's it going to be? Are there any better ones than Triangled Web?
Okay, I don't know what it is about Odyssey, but seriously, like, they have suddenly, all of a sudden, I know there's no relation here, but it's just weird to me. I start going blind, and all of a sudden, they have, like, 8 episodes of people going blind in them.
Wow.
It's weird. Okay, maybe not 8, but there's, like, no, they had 3. They had 3 episodes with people that either went blind or were blind in album 50.
Huh. Wow.
As in, well, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but a class reenact, and get this, the times that I listened to those 3 episodes, like, those were all days that I was having really, really bad eye days and, like, just, like, really attack and spiritual attack and stuff like that. It was really weird. And class reenactment has, I don't want to spoil too much for you, Josh, but that one, because of the way that it ends, just really endeared itself to me. And then the other one that deals with a blind character is actually The Imagination Station Revisited, which I actually did not like at all the first time I listened to it. It's still really hard for me to listen to it again, but because of what it deals with, I love it. But Triangled Web and A Class Reenactment are probably my favorites up on album 50. Although I did love to, I loved A Capsule Comes to Town. No, wait, not that one. What was the first one?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, the one that spoofs It's American Life on NPR. That amused me because that has good memories for me because growing up, my dad and I used to listen to it on the radio all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Okay, I'll stop talking now. Sorry, Chris.
This coming from someone who says, "Don't ask me to share my favorite episode."
No, I just said you expect me to choose. I told you I wouldn't be able to.
Well, you did it, so give yourself a pat on the back.
That's right. I got it out of her.
Excellent. Yeah, we needed Josh here to get it out of her. As far as my favorite episode, I don't think again for me it would be difficult to pinpoint one specific episode that I consider that I deem as my. This is the best episode from this album, but I definitely enjoyed The Triangled Web for the same reasons as Sarah. Just seeing all the old kid characters coming back, Jimmy, Kurt, Lucy, Jack, and that one really stood out for me just because it reintroduced some of the favorite characters from the past.
It was so funny, too.
Yeah, it was. Well, and what was so hard,
I almost cried.
What was unfortunate, though, and finding out after the fact, was that they had to cut out a scene with a candid conversation scene with Connie and
Robin.
And Robin, and that didn't make it. That made it into the bonus feature on the album on the 50th album, but
yep.
it didn't make it into
That's
the
right.
actual radio version of the show. So,
right. Yeah, it is on the CD set, which also has got, I should mention, this special poster, and it is. A limited time, and I'd only mention this because if you can find a copy on the shelf with a gold sticker on it that says limited edition poster inside, then you're going to find the poster in there. They've actually gone to reprint, I think, on it, and it won't be on the future prints of it. So it was just on the first print run.
Oh, that's sad.
They did this huge poster.
No,
so,
it's not. That means ours will be more valuable.
Yeah, it'll go for a lot more on eBay.
No. This is not about money. This is about sentimental value, which means you don't get rid of them.
Oh, no, you don't.
But Sarah, what you do, though, is a year from now, you release that as a limited edition reprint.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun to have. I mean, it's the poster on your wall. It's, it's this
okay,
huge...
I can see the marketing for it. I can see it. You pull it out, and then people are going to want that one. Okay, I got it.
It was a cost issue, partly. they just, you can't sometimes...
Yep,
when
no,
you get
it
into
sense.
These... once the first round of sales pass, sometimes they have to go to lower cost on a product. So that's kind of what the reality was on it. But we really pressed for getting the poster out on the first run. So, so I think if folks order from Focus or if they order from, a lot of most places, that they'd still get the gold sticker version which has the poster inside. So
it's a really cool poster too.
It is fun.
And it's worth noting that that poster is available on the website, the official website.
That's right. You can see where who all the crew is hidden in there. Yeah, it's pretty fun because you've got, Marshall Younger in there, Paul McCusker, Nathan, all these different crew members are hidden inside that poster. Bob Hoos, Kathy Buchanan, Dave Arnold. So if you go on the website, you'll see where all of them are located within there. So it's pretty fun. I'm surprised you guys didn't mention Accidental Dilemma with Tasha returning and all.
Oh, I did like that one too. Wait, did you listen to that one yet?
I have not. I just know that she's back.
Oh, good grief.
I'm really excited about hearing it because I'm like, wow, I like the action-adventure stuff and Jason and
that
sort of stuff.
I like that one too. I told you, see, this is why I said don't make me pick because as soon as you say something, I'm going to be like, oh, yes, great episode, man.
All right.
That's why
don't give it away.
And that's why we rated every episode so high because they were just too good to pass up on.
Yeah. It was a really, really fun album, I know, and I'm looking forward to hearing the whole thing. So continuing on our little journey, Christmas gift guide, whatever you want to say. So we've said the official guide, I think, is pretty much for anybody, probably more for the really, if you're really a big fan, you can't really do without it, obviously. But I don't know. I think everybody would love that. 50 if you haven't got it yet, of course. Latest, newest episodes, in the series. So I think those are definitely ones to get. You guys talked last year about the DVD trivia game. Really loved your review of it. It was a blast, so good job on that. It
Thank you.
was a lot of fun. But yeah, I think that a lot of folks still aren't probably aware of it, and all that is, this really fun game. It's a lot like Seen It. I think if folks know Seen It, then they'd enjoy this game, they'd get a feel for it. I mean, the board is laid out that way. It's video clips that play, and you move your piece around, that sort of thing. So I think we put a lot of energy into it. And I did want to mention the trivia fact that Shadowpaw, who we all know, and who runs all those websites, what, the Town of Odyssey and
The
Soda Fountain.
Soda.com and Soda Fountain and AIO Wiki, I guess, is sort of his?
No.
Sort of, kind of, yes, no, maybe not really. Corey came up with the idea of AIO Wiki, and I'm not sure I'm not sure of the extent to which he's been involved, because it's since been taken over by another fan. And he's actually done a really good job with revamping it and including a lot of information that's not covered by the other Odyssey fan sites. So yeah,
I
little
definitely did
shout out,
not know
little
he
sh
did that.
shout out to Rito or Reto, however it's pronounced. Yeah.
Redo, very cool. That's great. I mean, and then I guess it's kind of the same way with the Town of Odyssey, right? He kind of doesn't necessarily run it now, but at any rate, yeah, he wrote a ton of the questions in there, and they actually, because it was so, quick in terms of how quick they wanted to get it done. He actually, in Canada, edited all the audio clips that they used in the game, and then they, FTP'd them over here to actually burn into the DVD and stuff. Actually, this whole game is really interesting in that people in probably like five different states were involved in creating this game, because you had, obviously Nathan and Marshall and the team here that were working on the content itself, pulling the clips and those kind of things, and they were working with Corey out in Canada. Well, Digital Praise is based in California, and they were, the ones who were the game developers who were actually putting the graphics together and doing all that work. And then for the outside box and all the package elements, they were working with a company in Tennessee who was designing all that. And then we shouldn't forget that Gary Locke, the artist, lives in Missouri. So
Oh my.
you had a lot of different people working. This is like, a product development in the new 21st century, I guess, because everything was being done over the internet, and we were having meetings and stuff, and it was just kind of wild.
Yay for outsourcing.
That's right. I guess. Yeah, really fun game. So if folks haven't seen that yet, I think it's something to check out as well. And you'll probably find it, pretty less expensively, perhaps, than when it first came out last year. So it's a fun one. And then
It
I know
is.
the last thing is perhaps something that Sarah would have a ton to share about. So, The Truth Chronicles, 11 stories on the power of God's truth. What can you tell us?
I thought some of them were amazing, and some of them were interesting. And I don't want to get too specific because I think we were going to try and review them possibly if we both have
Oh,
time again.
yeah, definitely. That was the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed several of the episodes. I liked them all. There were a couple that were a little odd, but the ones that I enjoyed the most, I actually loved the first one, Here Am I. And I know they released it on the podcast, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And I gotta tell you, every time I heard the verse quoted, and was it Dave Arnold at the beginning? Doing the narration?
No, I don't
Who
think
was doing the
so.
narration?
It
I
was.
think it might have been Jeff, because he has that big trailer voice sometimes that they
I have
use.
to listen in a little
I
bit, so
don't think it
I
was
can.
anyone. I think it was someone that they haven't used in an Odyssey
Okay.
episode before.
I don't know who it was. Whoever they were, when they said the verse, when they were reading out of Isaiah, it and when it when he gets to the part of, who shall I send? And he said, here am I, send me. I got chills up and down my spine, and every time I hear those words, here am I, send me, I don't know.
You
It's
know,
something that
it
I've
was
been
about the
watching.
same for me when I heard that in the car. And it's just, you know, it's scripture being quoted. You know, it's just, there's power in God's word. And I don't know,
Isn't
just
it?
something about that. I was like, you
Definitely.
know, I wasn't buying it at first. I was kind of like, you know, what's all this angel stuff in the background and different things?
Yeah.
But it just like when it comes on and they start to get into it and all, yeah, as it ends up in Hear My Sin Me, it was just powerful.
Well, especially when you reach the pinnacle of the episode, which was the very end, when
Yeah. When Connie's
Connie shouts it
like,
out and she's like, "Here I am, Lord, send me." And that's when you had the moment of, wow, that's what it all means. And the whole story that they had told just leading up to that event was just really powerful.
and to me, it wasn't even that it was the story. It was just that, okay, Isaiah did this in kindness. Can I do that? And it really was just, I don't know, to me, the application was perfect. And I know some people weren't so hot on the idea. I thought, I don't know, it grabbed me, and I loved it. I loved that to me, it really is a challenge. You know, you hear those words said so often in scripture. They're very well known parts of scripture. It's Isaiah chapter 6, I think. And I don't know, like, can I really say, "Here am I, Lord, send me," and mean it? Can I? When it comes down to it, when it gets to the bottom line, can I really do that? And
Right.
I think they pulled that off really well. And I and I'll stop so you guys can say something, and I'll go on with what my thought later.
Yeah, I mean the stories really do flow so much from the Truth Project worldview curriculum. So I think if you've seen that or gotten that, it has a whole extra layer to it, but it is fun to see how it works by itself. I mean, these concepts are really important, I think, for people to understand. And you know, I think they did a good job of bringing them down to the kids' level and helping them, you know, get it to that level. And it's probably, though, not for the very youngest. You know, I think Odyssey
No.
sometimes gets down to like 6 and 7 year olds, which is great. You
This
know, I
does
think
not.
they could pick up 50, or they could pick up a lot of the things that you see in the show, and 6 and 7 year olds would love that. But probably for the Truth Chronicles, it's really more that 8 to 12, even into 13, 14 age, you know, and just a lot of a little deeper, you know, level of content in terms of the truth that you find in it. And so
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that stood up for me, and this is going a little bit off topic, but I just enjoyed hearing the multi-talented Jess Harnell once again, and his new Ken Wooten's new character of Captain Absolutely, and
yes.
you know just. I just really enjoyed that hearing that different side to his voice, because we haven't really he hasn't been able to show that off really since, I guess, Bennett Charles. And obviously seeing him in Colorado made me appreciate his ability that much more. But I think the Truth Chronicles was a great way for other people to see how talented he is.
Yeah, he's so talented. He's incredible.
And I think even after, I think what made me appreciate that more was seeing him do those voices live, and seeing, like, real. I never realized how many voices he did until we went out, until I was in Colorado, and I heard him just throwing them out there, like, randomly, both while they were doing the show, and then, like, back at the hotel, and just, like, randomly, whenever I'd interact, he was always doing some voice. And I never connected that. So then going back and hearing him do all these, like, Captain Absolutely, it was like, whoa. And I don't know, if you weren't at the live show, I feel awful. If you've never seen Jess Harnell live, he is hysterical, because not only does he do the voices, but he has, like, the best facial expressions, and he gets, like, so into it. And I could just see his face when, like, you know, picture him doing it. It made it that much better, I think.
Well, actually, if you haven't already seen the latest official podcast, it's a video podcast. You definitely need to check it out, because it features a clip from the live show, and you get the chance to see Jess Harnell perform. And it was really I don't think I ever was concentrating that much on the actors' faces or facial expressions, but definitely seeing that again just made you realize how much physical effort goes into creating the voices that the actors do. And so coming back from that experience of seeing the actors perform live, I've been able to walk away from that and have a richer appreciation for the work that goes on in creating these voices. And so just bringing this back to the Truth Chronicles, I really paid more attention to the subtleties of each character, or you know, or the way certain actors played multiple voices. I mean, like Will Ryan was a prime example of this. You know, I think he had a role in almost every episode, except for Kidsborough. It was quite fascinating, and I really enjoyed seeing him play a host of different characters.
He does. That's right. So great. Well, so that is the Truth Chronicles, and that is only from Focus right now. So Focus on the Family is distributing it. You will see it out in stores, I think, next summer sometime is the plan at this point. But right now, yeah, you can grab it from Focus. So that's awesome.
Oh, great! It sounds like there's a lot of cool and exciting things for Odyssey fans to get their hands on to help ease the pain of the hiatus, since there won't be any new episodes until next September. Wow, another 9 more months still to go. But just in conclusion, Josh, are there any other things Odyssey will be doing to fill the void in the meanwhile?
There is. You know, I know it's been a tough fall here for fans as we've waited for new shows to come out, and there's really has in a sense. I mean, when you look at the Truth Chronicles, that's all new stories. 11 stories that have never been aired before. So that's something to be aware of. But yeah, in April of 2009, we've got the Novacom Saga 10 CD set. That's going to be great. Really collecting that whole saga together as never before. Of course, they're remastering the episodes themselves. But beyond that, you've got a new hour-long audio presentation that is just a blast to hear. It's not just the writers, which is fun in and of itself, and just getting in a room and talking about how those shows emerged and that whole adventure. But also a lot of the actors came and talked just about this. I think they actually got potentially Travis Tedford from Texas. I think they had him come in and talk a little about the shows. As well as Katie Lee, nice. Steve Burns, etc. So that's just, a really exciting thing that'll happen here in April of 2009. Really fun looking set. And then, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think there's always some exciting things on the horizon for Odyssey. Certainly the repackaged stuff, I know a lot of us have been excited about those announcements as they come through on AIOFanPodcast.blogspot.com.
Nice blog.
I think a lot of folks are just trying to complete their collection. It's 50 albums. Who's got them all? So, it's fun to see these new covers come out with the great new art and, the remastered episodes themselves. I mean, they really do a lot of work on the old audio to bring it up to standards that they're at now. So there is actually some remixing and things going on. Beyond that, I mean, I think they're, and you never know in terms of novels or other audio products. I think we'll have to wait and see.
That's awesome. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the live show. And I know a number of people who weren't able to go to the live show were wondering, when is the live show going to release or air on the radio?
Air, I don't know. I would hope it's going to be maybe around the same time as we see the CD set release, but Adventures in Odyssey Live, we're calling it, and it's May of 2009 is the release date as it's set now. So you're going to have a
perfect graduation present. I know.
Yes,
isn't
you
it?
Will. Sorry, I paused there to think about what that set was. You will have a 2-disc set. I don't think we know all the contents of that just yet. They're still planning that out and putting that all together. But definitely one of those discs is the 50-minute show. It is actually not a 25-minute episode. I think it ended up more like 50 or 52 minutes or something. And that might be with, outtakes and things like that. They're just going to put a whole
reduced script.
Yeah, they're going to put a version together that's pretty much an uncut show. So the outtakes and stuff will all be right in there. It won't be any too polished or anything. You're really going to get a feel for the reaction of the crowd and all that kind of thing. So that's going to be really fun to hear.
Ooh,
and then,
ooh.
Yeah.
So does this mean we get to hear Chris try and say "rash on my feet" a billion times?
Yes, absolutely. And they combined takes, I think, from all four of the shows. Or was
oh,
there
good.
Three of the shows? There was three in the
there
rehearsal.
There were
three.
Yeah, so, but I think the three shows that
the
they
The rehearsal doesn't
performed.
Really count, though, because the rehearsal was almost a completely different script. So
it really is true, yeah. They changed that script so much. But there'll be tons of photos in that package. I think they're really talking about some fun stuff in terms of the art and stuff you'll see on that. But two disc, I think that second disc might be a DVD, but... I'll just say up front that it the video they got was actually not very high quality, unfortunately. So it is not going to be like a full video presentation of the show. So I'd hate to get that sort of hopes up. They will, though. It looks like what's going to happen there is it'll be the same 50-minute presentation as on disc one, but there will be essentially some very because we captured like hundreds of photos from.
Mm-hmm.
From the event itself, so they want to have that essentially the photos sort of synced with the audio, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I don't. It's obviously not a video, but it's more of like a slideshow type thing. But still, you really get a feel for what the actors look like, and the performances that they're giving. So I think it'll be a lot of fun, and there will be some bonus things on there. The sort of fan interviews that you saw partly on the video podcast. There'll be some more of that. Other, I think, surprises and stuff. I mean, goodness, you know, that video podcast was put together in like 10 days, very, very quickly, you know, with just a couple people working on it. So this is something where they've really got a couple months to work on it and create that DVD, you know, really, really sharp. So, and also I think that if you remember Dr. Dobson's broadcast, Adventures in Odyssey Celebrating 20 Years.
Yes.
That was aired, I think, last year sometime, and it was right around the anniversary. So they're going to put that hour-long presentation on there as well, as I understand it. So that'll be really fun to hear, I think, and to have to get to listen to and enjoy, because you got to hear from fans all over the world in that broadcast, their interviews, their stories, their testimonies of how God has used Adventures in Odyssey in their lives. So that will be May of 2009, Adventures in Odyssey Live, two-disc set. So, yeah, I know. Folks will get to finally experience the live show, even though they didn't get to come. So it'll be a blast.
Yay.
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 Yeah, what do you think? Is Chris's yay better or is mine, Sarah?
Okay, do it again.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, fans, I need help on this one. We're taking a vote now.
If it's on a scale of 1 to 10, we both tie at like 1 or 0.
Or
okay.
Minus 3.5.
Okay.
Maybe we should put a poll up on our blog.
Did I not just say this?
That's awesome.
Who can do a better yay?
Well, if yours is up there, then we're going to get totally beat out.
No. Now mine won't count. Mine is the...
Yours
no,
is the gold
standard. Thank you. I was going to say, I can't say that about myself.
Well, mine is the... That's great.
This has been very, very fun. Thank you
it
for
has been
taking,
fun.
The, taking the time. Thanks for putting up with our insanity.
This is great. No,
No. Thank you for being part of our insanity.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly.
There you go. That was what I was going for.
Yeah. In all seriousness, Josh, thank you so much for coming on and just talking about Odyssey with us, reminiscing about the live show. It was really a lot of fun.
It was. It was great. Thank you guys both, and thanks for the great show, and I'll be tuning in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye.